certainly thank the Commonwealth Transportation Board for this unanimous vote. This is obviously very important. I want to thank Secretary Aubrey Lane for his outstanding leadership, not only on this issue, but on all the other issues that we are presently working on. This was a very important project for me. I talked about this a lot. I know the mayor is here. We talked a lot about the tolls. I think everybody in this room realizes that I am a huge supporter of public-private partnerships. I support tolling, and as I mentioned at the State of the Commonwealth address Monday evening, I support them. But they have to be fair. They have to be equitable. They have to take in the interest of what makes the best sense for the citizens being affected. How does it affect quality of life? And this Midtown project, I've said from the start, those tolls were just too high. They impacted people's lives. It could have affected commerce. It clearly would have affected quality of life issues. So I appreciate this vote here today. This is lowering it down to 75 cents off peak and a dollar on peak. This is a good first step for us. This buys us some time to do what we need to do. I've never been a fan of this deal. This type of deal will never, ever see the day of light in a McAuliffe administration. Thank you, Mayor. It just was not in the best interest of the Commonwealth of Virginia. It's not a deal we would ever do. But as governor, I'm bound by this agreement. We have to honor our commitments as the Commonwealth, but we have to do what we have to do to make it easier on the citizens in the Commonwealth. So this is a great first step. I thank all of you for your vote. We're looking forward to working with you on the many projects that we have. The goal is, obviously, with some transportation funding money, to make sure we're delivering our projects on time and on budget, and do this as efficiently as possible. And that is our goal. We have a lot of needs, but let's make sure we're doing these projects, number one, to ease congestion, number two, should have an economic development component to it, and number three, let's have local say and local government say, and the folks who are affected by these projects should have some say in these projects. So I am excited. This was a very important campaign pledge that I made, and I'm just thankful to everybody here that we could get out of the box running in my first week and do something that we promised we would do. So I thank you for this opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Governor.